Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Trace Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ault. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The DH, Ryan Raburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Abraham Almonte. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Josh Tomlin. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eaton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Eaton. The throw from Gomes and he is out, Lindor applying the tag. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lindor strikes out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brantley strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raburn takes first base on 4. Kipnis moves to second. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to third for the out. Raburn moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia is hit by the pitch. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Ault is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ault takes first base on 4. Garcia moves to second. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Flowers hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Chisenhall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Abraham Almonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Almonte hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almonte moves to third. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almonte scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanchez for the out. One out. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Abreu reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rayburn moves to second. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviles hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Mike Ault is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ault is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ault takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chisenhall for the out. One out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Abreu takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley strikes out. One out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rayburn takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 0-for-2 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ault fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Zach McAllister now pitching. Mike Ault is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ault is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Alt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Putnam now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Chisenhall reaches second base with a double. Gomes scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chisenhall moves to third. One out. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chisenhall tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Kipnis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rayburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez takes first base on ball 4. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eaton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Sanchez moves to third. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. Eaton scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Kyle Crockett now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Montas now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana strikes out. 1 out. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 0 for 3 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gomes strikes out. There goes Aviles. The throw from Flowers to second, and Aviles is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike Alt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almonte moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kipnis hits a pop-up towards third. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Gordon Beckham pinch hits for Tyler Flowers. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckham strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Eaton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.